Welcome to the Careering into Motherhood podcast with me, Jane Johnson. Regular listeners will know that we have a huge community of working mums over on our Facebook group, Careering into Motherhood. Please, if you aren't already a member and you like this kind of content and you want to have coaching style conversations, join a community of people who want to help figure out the best way for yourself to juggle a working life around family life, please do come and join us. We're a really welcoming and supportive group. Among that group is my guest today, Katrina Court. Katrina is one of our partner coaches and she is a matrescence coach and a Mama Rising facilitator. She supports mums navigating the messiness of early motherhood to regain their sense of self without breaking under the pressure of modern parenting, even if it feels all consuming, so they can enjoy a calmer, more authentic and fulfilling motherhood. And today we're going to be talking about understanding the inner split. If you've not heard about the inner split, then do listen on, because Katrina is going to explain everything in a moment. I am absolutely delighted to be talking to Katrina Court here today. Katrina, you are a matrescence coach and a Mama Rising facilitator. We might talk about that a little bit later, but matrescence coaching, could we start by just unraveling a little bit what that means?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, it's lovely to be here. Thank you, Jane. Yes, so matrescence describes the huge identity shift that we experience as we enter and continue to move through motherhood. So my work is dedicated really to working with mothers as they start to navigate the messiness of early motherhood, to really understand, you know, the transformation that they have gone through, and to start to regain their, you know, their sense of self as they move through motherhood, and as they start to also grapple with the pressures that come with modern day motherhood. So yeah, so that's just a little kind of flavor for what matrescence coaching is all
Brilliant.
About.
And it's really interesting as well that it's not just about that initial period straight after you've had the baby, that as you referenced there, that there are many transitions, and as I'm experiencing now with a 10-year-old, those challenges don't become any smaller but just become very different as your child and as you go along that journey, that path of motherhood.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, it's fair to say that, you know, we're always a new mum in the phase that we're at. You know, we're a mum to a newborn, then we're a new mum when it comes to, you know, managing a toddler. My daughter's just about to start school in September, so I'm really feeling that transition, because it's relearning all over again, you know, how to, you know, to navigate. As you said, those challenges don't necessarily become easier, they just become different. So a big part of helping women to navigate matrescence is about equipping them with the tools to continue to, you know, ride the wave, as we say, of motherhood.
Yeah, really, really interesting. And so very much linked to that. We're talking about the subject of the inner split today, which I really, really speaks to me. This subject of how sometimes we can feel we obviously love being a mum, but can also struggle with it somewhat. First question, is this normal? Or let me be honest, am I abnormal that I very, very much feel like this sometimes?
Well, I'm glad actually that you've started with kind of tackling this straight on the head. And I think, it, you know, it's really important to know that this inner split is absolutely normal. It's a completely natural part of matrescence, as I said, that, you know, that huge identity shift that we experience when we become mothers. And I think it's, you know, the reality is that when we become mothers, we split in two. You know, there's the person that we were before, with all of our hopes and dreams and ambitions and passions and things that we worked really, really hard to get, you know, in our lives. And then there's the mother, and, you know, the fact that we want to do everything that we can to ensure our children's happiness and their well-being. And, you know, I think for some of us, you know, that split, we can kind of almost feel it instantly. For some, you know, it comes the moment that we find out that, you know, we're pregnant. We've already feel like we've kind of split in two. For others, it's, you know, it becomes really apparent when we realize that our days and our nights don't belong to us anymore. And then for some, it happens, you know, it can start to feel, that's what can really start to feel much more noticeable a little bit later on, perhaps as they start to think about returning to the workplace or indeed, you know, going back to work, because all of a sudden, yeah, we're trying to reconcile these two huge parts of our identity. And at sometimes it can really feel like we're, you know, we're trying to be two people at once, you know, and the daily challenges that come with trying to embody what's essentially two big contradictions, right? So, in answer to your question, it is so normal.
Good. To feel. Thank goodness for that. And is it something that, you know, you would feel, you tend to experience at one of those points or maybe another point, and then you kind of make your peace with that? Or is it something that your clients tend to, or women tend, can, again, is it normal that you might feel you're riding the crest of that wave regularly or semi-regularly or all the time?
Yeah, I think it's a really important question. I think maybe to kind of to go back a step as well before that, I think it can feel really uncomfortable because this split isn't really recognized. Right. You know, if we think about it, you know, no one really kind of tells us about, you know, that we will feel as if our entire being has kind of, you know, split in two. And I think particularly for women of, you know, of our generation, where, you know, we've been brought up on the belief that, you know, our independence and our success, which, you know, for many of us means having a, you know, a career, is at the core of our happiness. You know, we've been told, you know, you can have it all, you can be a mother and you can have it all, but the effect of then becoming a mother hasn't really been acknowledged, because, you know, on the one hand, a woman is expected to, you know, kind of transform into this maternal goddess the moment that a baby is placed into her arms. But then as soon as she steps back into the workplace, she's kind of expected to turn off this mum mode and just be the person that she was before. So I think there's almost kind of like a bigger piece to it, you know, outside of what we're feeling internally, is that externally this split isn't really being ignored. And so that's why, you know, it can feel like we're in this kind of constant tug of war. And as you rightly said, it happens, it can happen over and over and over again. It isn't just we feel it once,
if only.
We make peace and then we move on. Yeah. It's something that, you know, as we kind of said, you know, riding kind of these constant waves, these constant transitions, the tensions that we feel just get different.
And what are some of the challenges or some of the things we can experience if we don't understand or recognize that these feelings are normal and a natural part of motherhood?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think ignoring or kind of not recognize them is, you know, is what leads actually to a lot of the internal conflict that we feel. And I think it's a big part of why so many modern day mothers feel you know, what they would label as mum guilt and kind of these feelings of being overwhelmed, because it's, you know, it's so easy to feel like, you know, we're not doing enough of our lives that are important to us. You know, that when we feed one part of our identity, we're starving. And then, you know, we blame ourselves for this, right? We, you know, we think we must be doing something wrong because, you know, we were told that, you know, we should be able to balance it all. Mums are meant to be able to juggle, you know, this kind of myth that's just kind of been passed on that we're excellent at multitasking. And then we start to feel frustrated when we struggle. We start to feel like we're not good enough. We start to feel irritable and snappy, normally with the people that are closest to us, and then we feel bad about that. And so it becomes this endless, you know, this endless cycle. which, you know, I know from, you know, from speaking to a lot of my clients, you know, this kind of hum of, yeah, what I think, you know, it's just become common lexicon to label it as, yeah, as guilt, when it's not actually, it just seems to be kind of this backdrop to many mothers' experiences. And what it really is, it's just they're feeling the tension between, you know, those two parts of their identity.
It's so interesting. I've never thought of it like this before. You know, we tend to sort of almost jokingly talk about the, you know, our old self or, you know, our old life. But the moment you have a family, whether that's for a mother or a father, you don't suddenly stop being that person you were. So as you say, but you're actually developing new kind of almost personality or characteristics, or a new self, which is, you know, obviously where you can be with your child. But those old selves or that old self doesn't disappear. I'd never thought of that. And clearly it's so interesting now, and you're talking about viewing this idea, this concept of maternal guilt, as actually just the, you know, a friction between those two beings. It's fascinating.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
And I think I've had a little bit of my personal experience here. You know, I think for me, learning about this, you know, this inner split, and, you know, the way that these kind of two parts of my identity kind of fight sometimes for airtime, you know, has been a really, you know, transformative part. You know, I think, you know, we've spoken before, but, you know, I really struggled in early motherhood. You know, I had a clear picture of who I wanted to be or thought I should be, and when my reality didn't match that, you know, I felt a lot of shame. But the one thing that I knew and I was certain about was my professional identity. And so I really believed that going back to work, would back to my then corporate job, would be the answer to my problems. I thought, I can do this, I know what I'm doing. But then trying to wrestle with that inner split, without, you know, acknowledging or knowing what was happening, you know, that it was really detrimental to my, you know, to my wealth, and, you know, and it wasn't until I then started to work through my matrescence and how I had changed and how my identity had changed, and that this pull between the two parts was normal, that I could then actually start to use that as an opportunity, as you say, to then really get clear on, like, who am I now, what is important to me now, and therefore what does success look like now. And it started to, you know, I would say, I'm not sure that the gap ever closes completely, but it did start to feel more manageable and clearer on where I needed to perhaps prioritize certain things over others, even if it meant that it was just only for a short time. So it's, yeah, as I say, it's, I'm not sure that it will ever go away, but knowing that it's normal
certainly helps in the peace.
It's actually a big help.
Definitely. And as I'll be completely honest, as I say, you know, I have a 10-year-old, and I still have that sense of struggle at times. So how did you navigate that? What was there something in particular that, as you say, I'm very sorry, you know, you experienced burnout. What was it that helped you find this concept of matrescence and go through that period of work with yourself? And the second part of the question is how can we navigate these feelings as they come up?
Yeah, so I think for me personally, it was the moment when I realized that actually something had to change. And for me, it was kind of a well-being thing. I was like, I cannot carry on going on like this. Something is happening to me and I need to explore this. So I did, you know, I did therapy and coaching, and that certainly started to help me unravel, you know, what I was feeling. And it was through that process that I then discovered the word matrescence and went down a huge rabbit hole of wanting to understand everything about it. And subsequently, it then led to me changing career completely and, you know, retraining to be a coach and speaking to you today. So, you know, to say that it was life-changing, you know, it really was. But I think in terms of some steps that I work through with my clients and maybe useful to anyone listening today, I think, you know, as I said, the first thing really is about that acknowledging and accepting. You know, realize that it's normal to feel torn. There's nothing wrong with you. It doesn't make you a bad mum. It doesn't make you a less devoted employee. It doesn't make you any less ambitious. You know, it's just something that, and making peace and knowing that there will be times where you will feel this, you know, this, you know, is definitely the first step. You know, ignoring it is definitely not the answer. The second one, and this may sound like quite a simple reframe, but I do think that it's extremely powerful. And it's about moving away from this kind of either or thinking to more of a both and approach. So what I mean by that is, you know, I love being a mum and I still have ambition. Yeah. Time with my daughter, I need some alone time. I love being a mum and I miss my old, you know, simpler, carefree life. And, you know, I do think there's so much power kind of in this mindset shift, because it really can help reduce that inner conflict in the moment. You know, when you're feeling that kind of tug, you know, like, you know, oh, you know, I should be doing this and I should be doing, you know, just taking a moment to say, okay, this is what I'm feeling. It's, and there is space for both of those things. They are both important things in my life. And as, you know, as we said before, you know, it's so easy in those moments to label. It's like, oh, I've got really bad guilt because, oh, you know, I want to, you know, go and take my daughter to the birthday party. But also, you know, I've had this other long term commitment with my friends. You know, what do I do? And it's, you know, in the moment, it can feel like you're making the biggest decision in the world. Yeah. Right. But yeah, I think just accepting that, you know, we're multifaceted individuals, you know, your two things can kind of be true at the same time, and making space for that.
If you're a coach listening to this and you want to join our mission to make life that little bit easier for working mothers, then we have a limited number of places available on our coaching partnership program. You'll get access to our community of thousands of mums interested in coaching advice, in-person support with your business development and marketing, and opportunities to create a valuable content library that resonates with your potential clients. Coaching can be a lonely business when you're on your own. We've got a supportive cohort of around 60 other coaches who can help you, and we bring marketing and communications tools and an active community of mums. I'm Jane, the founder of Careering Into Motherhood, and as a fellow female founder, I want to see your business thrive, and I want to help more women to access the game-changing powers of your professional coaching. Email me for more details, jane@careeringintomotherhood.com. That's jane@careeringintomotherhood.com. Now back to the interview.
I was speaking to, we're coming towards the end of term, and there's lots and lots of things that schools organise at the end of every term or every half term, isn't there, where drains on your time. And I was talking to a friend the other day who was like, oh God, I feel so awful. You know, I really want to be at whatever it was, the school fair or something, but you know, I also need to be in work and I really want to do this particular thing at work. And that's where that kind of thing would, that sentence, I love, you know, I love supporting my children and being there for them at school and also being where I need to be for work and so on. And I have another funny anecdote actually, I'm going to use your phrase probably this evening. So every bedtime, almost without fail, we get ready. It's all, you know, my son's now of an age where he can get himself ready pretty much, and I just go and make sure he's turning the light off. But he nearly always at that point wants to start the chat, or, you know, let's have a cuddle or whatever else it might be. And I'm thinking, God, this is now my time. You know, he doesn't go to bed till really quite late now, and it means I wouldn't have an evening and so on. And I genuinely feel guilty about that, because it's a lovely time that obviously he remembers from when he was really, really young, that when we, you know, you do that soothing off to sleep and all those kinds of things. So I love that he still feels that and we have that connection. Sometimes I feel so guilty when I sort of almost end up not losing my temper, but getting quite frustrated with him and saying, but this is my time now. But actually, if I use that phrase, you know, along the lines of, I love you, I love bedtimes with you, and I also love being able to go down and have some time to myself. I think he'd probably even get that himself. I think he really would. That's really, really helpful, small but helpful tips.
It is. And I think that's the thing. And I think that's, you know, that these are some of the things that we need as mums, you know, in the moment, just those small things that we can do that just help us, just pause as well. You know, if nothing else, it just helps you kind of pause. And when we do that, we can see things with slightly clearer eyes, I think. And then the final one, may, I think it's also really important about honouring. I talk a lot about honouring this season, that you're really going back to what is important to you, you know, right now in this phase. You know, I think we're so used to thinking long term and having kind of these big kind of dreams and goals, which is great. But also, you know, thinking about what matters right now. I think, as we said, you know, the transitions that we go through as mothers are constant. So actually just thinking about that phase that you're in right now. And, you know, it's not easy, I think, as well, you know, to, you know, but as we said, there's so much pressure about, you know, what we should be doing and doing it all and having it all. But, you know, just really going back to, okay, what matters right now in this phase, accepting that the pace might have to change for a little while in, you know, one aspect of your life or the other, and that's okay. Yeah, and just kind of finding, kind of going a little bit more with of your of your maternal seasons, I think can really help as well.
Yeah, it's really true, and another brilliant tip, because what, nothing sure, but it will be a season, and that season will change. And you don't know, a bit like the British weather at the moment, you don't know what's on the horizon next. But yes, just giving yourself that grace period to say, this is just the current season that I'm in. It's really important. How, funny question maybe, but how, I suppose you can't say, how long do you live within that? How long do you give yourself to honour that particular season? Is it just as long as it takes, or?
I mean, I think, you know, this might be a bit of a cop-out answer, but I think everyone is so unique that there isn't a time frame. And I think actually trying to put time frames on things can sometimes just add to the pressure. You know, I think as coaches, we talk a lot about getting clear on your values. And I know that sometimes that can sound a little bit abstract, but, you know, what it really means is getting really crystal clear on what matters most now. And that can be as a short or a longer period as feels right. Like sometimes we're focusing on like how to get someone through the next week. And that is okay if that's what they need. Whereas for others, it might be, you know, how to get through longer periods. But yeah, I think just knowing that no two experiences are ever going to be the same. And there's just so much comparison,
I think, in
motherhood. You know, I think particularly now where we can see kind of everyone's, you know, highlight kind of played out before us on social media. And it's really hard. You know, we say, I'm not going to worry about what everyone else is doing, but it's really hard when it's in front of you. You know, even I struggle with it. But yeah, I think if you're able to kind of put your blinkers on and just like really look inwards
and give yourself that time,
it's probably the best. It's the best gift I think you can give yourself, definitely. Especially if you're going through a tricky period or one of those slightly more challenging kind of transitions.
So I'm really conscious of the time we've spent. It's gone so quickly. We've had lots to cover. I often ask my guests at the end of each interview, what's one everyday coaching tip? We've had lots of brilliant coaching tips from you already today, Katrina. But what's one everyday coaching tip that you swear by?
I know that I spoke about it before, but I actually am a real big believer of the embracing the and. I think it, as I said, I think it can just be a really powerful mindset shift in the moment, especially when we're feeling that tug to help ease that tension. So I think, I'm all for really simple things that we can do in the moment. So that would be my go-to.
Definitely. I'm absolutely going to try it, as I say. And where can people find out more about you?
So they can find more about me, obviously, on my profile page on the Careering Into Motherhood website. They can also find me on Instagram. I'm at Katrina Court Coach. And then from there, they can kind of find lots of other places. But that's probably a good place to start.
It's been lovely talking to you today. I've learnt lots and had lots of aha moments. So thank you very much indeed. I'm sure our listeners have too.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I think there were so many really valuable tips and really simple tips as well. As you heard, I'm definitely going to use the and, that powerful and. I love this and I love that. Or I enjoy this and I also enjoy that. So that we're removing that tension and that friction that we can feel with a but or if only. And so simple. I really enjoyed talking to Katrina. As she says, if you want to find out more about her, please do check out our website, where you'll also find some articles that Katrina has written. You can access a free webinar that Katrina has produced and lots of other resources that our coaches make available totally free of charge for visitors to the site. So please do check us out, www.careeringintomotherhood.com. I'll be back next time with another guest. I've been Jane Johnson from Careering Into Motherhood, and thanks for listening.